Would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, once again we have heard your word. And we give you thanks because we know that contained in it is a truth that we need to hear. And we pray, O Lord, not only that we know that it is true, but we pray for ears and hearts and minds that will recognize in it what you want us to hear, what you want us to do, what you want us to be. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. In 1992, the magazine Today in the Word had a piece in it that told about a gathering of two composers, pianists. Russian composer, pianist, and conductor Sergei Rachmaninoff was honored at a dinner hosted by fellow pianist Arthur Rubinstein. And during the course of the evening, Rachmaninoff said that he thought that the Grieg Piano Concerto was the greatest ever written. And Rubinstein said that he had just recorded it. Rachmaninoff insisted on hearing it then and there. And during coffee, Rubinstein put on the proofs of the record, and Rachmaninoff, closing his eyes, settled down to listen. And he listened right through without saying a word. At the end of the concerto, he opened his eyes and looked at Rubinstein and said, "Piano out of tune." Rubinstein had forgotten some of the details. Details sometimes that can be just as important as how well you play something. And today, on this Reign of Christ Sunday, the last day of the church year, we are asked to kind of think about some details. Now, the idea is that over the past year, we've heard close to 170 scripture readings. And if you came to every service, you've heard approximately 55 sermons based on those readings. And today asks us the question, what do you make of all of it? And we are also charged today to take responsibility for what we have heard. Responsibility that comes with calling Christ our King or our Sovereign. Ezekiel calls the secular leaders of his day to task, because as he saw it, they were butting the sheep around. They weren't taking care of their people. They weren't giving justice. And if you couple that with a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus says it's not just about rulers giving justice and taking care of the people. It's about all of God's disciples. This passage is about grace, and it's about responsibility. It's not about guilt. So just throw that away. Don't get into that guilt stuff with this passage. There are plenty others that do that well for it. You know, we've been hearing all year, we're not alone. We don't live in some kind of a spiritual vacuum. God is with us. That's God's part of the covenant. I will be your God. I will be with you. And then our part of the covenant is to say that we will be responsible for our faith. We will be responsible for what we need to do to be God's people. Now, we do not do things for others so that God will be with us. That's works righteousness. That's saying, I will do this good deed so God will be with me. Well, as I've said before in the sermon, that's dealing with brownie points. But rather, we do things. We keep our part of the covenant. We give justice. We reach out to other people because we want to be with God. And you say, now wait a minute, that's not much of a difference. It is a difference. It's a subtle but very important difference. Not so God will be with us, because God is always there, but so we can be with God. In his book, Finding Hope, Roy Fairchild tells an experience in Austria that I think shows this difference, or shows what it means to be responsible for one's faith. While he was in Austria, he became ill and had to spend 2 weeks in a small village, separated from his friends with whom he'd been traveling. They went on. And he used the last of his travel money to take the train to Vienna, but he had no idea where his friends were in Vienna. And he was standing in a streetcar station in the center of the city, tired, lost, broke, and confused, when an old woman approached him. She was, he learned, the person who came up by periodically to sweep out the station. And she came over to him and she asked, "Are you hungry?" And before he could answer, she took a lunch out of a brown paper bag and gave him half. She not only helped his hunger, he said, but she lifted his spirits as they sat down and they talked for about an hour. Her life had not been easy. She was raised in the country and knew only hard work, working on a farm. She lost her husband and 2 sons in the resistance, and only her daughter survived. And he asked her finally, "Why did you share your lunch with me?" Because obviously she was a person who didn't have a lot herself. And she simply said, "Jesus ist mein Herr, Gott ist gut." I don't know how good my German is. God is my Lord. God is good. I did it because God is my Lord. I did it because I want to be close to God. And that's what God wants me to do, to help others, to feed, to clothe, to visit, to care for. God is with us when we hold up our end of the covenant. And you know, the idea for my title came when I was real cognizant of the fact that we often talk about cooking up Thanksgiving, kind of all the stuff that goes with it. And it's a big deal. The people who have cooked up Thanksgiving, mostly the women, but I know there are men who do it as well, so I don't want to get in trouble, know what a big deal it is. And how grateful those who sit down are for that Thanksgiving dinner that's been cooked up for them. And to me, what that woman did in that train station, she cooked up a Thanksgiving for that lost, hungry man. We baptized Madison. And it's my hope that as she grows in faith, that she will not only come to realize that God loves her and is with her all the time, but I hope in time she will be moved to cook up a Thanksgiving in the life of someone else. And I would ask that of each of us. We will gather around our Thanksgiving tables this week with friends and family, and perhaps some strangers or co-workers. I hope you will thank God for everything that you have been given, that you have. And not just the material stuff. More importantly, the presence of God, the love of God. But I also hope that we will consider how we can respond to those blessings in a way that will cause another person to offer thanksgiving in their life for God's presence as it has worked through us. That's how we cook up thanksgiving, by helping another to see that God is with them. Jesus ist mein Herr, Gott ist gut. When we live that in our lives, we will create a wonderful, bountiful feast of thanksgiving in the lives of other people. Amen.